Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here we are, one more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. I am here as just a brother, a friend, a pal, a peer, going with you on this journey called life, giving you some objectivity, some perspective to help create options for you to consider as you make your way towards that life that you really want. Your definition, your personal definition of happiness, fulfillment, and success. One question that I get asked all the time from the men who I coach all over the world in my exclusive one-on-one coaching program, and also the people who come to me maybe not to really get deeply involved in the coaching program, at least not yet. They come to me for advice, and that's they have these big goals, dreams, ambitions that they want for their life. First thing I do is I really congratulate them on thinking big, to be ambitious, and to really push themselves to ask for what they really want in life. So that's the first thing that I want them to understand. They are so far ahead of the rest of the pack, the rest of the men who kind of just go through life just expecting, well, one success will lead to another success, and they won't think big until they have some reference of success and more confidence, and then they'll start thinking big. So I applaud them for being able to do that. That's a process that I take all of my coaching clients through, going through this intense goal-setting session. That's more than setting goals. It's really going through their feelings and emotions and connecting them to what they really, really want in life. Not what they think is available to them, what they really want. And really connect them to those emotions and feelings as to why they really want those things and how it's going to make them feel when they actually achieve them. A lot of times just having this conversation, they don't talk to a lot of people about their own personal goals and dreams and all the feelings and emotions that surround them. So just being able to do this with a person who's skilled and qualified, that's very much concerned about their results, their happiness, their success, it's really uplifting. It's a really unique situation for them. Then I get them to identify what might be stopping them, what might be getting in their way, kind of work through that process. It's a unique process. And then really connecting them to the feelings. How would it feel to achieve those things, work past all those challenges, and live the life that they really want? Those are for the men who really have a challenge thinking big. And I really think that no matter if you're a big thinker, you've got those ambitious goals, there's always that higher level. There are so many things in life that if we really think about it, we can want and we can actually attain, but we have to make them clear in our minds first. So it's a process that I recommend to everyone. It's a process that I constantly put myself through and I go through with my coaches that I believe that much in coaching to constantly become more aware of what I'm really capable of achieving this life. So, but one of the questions they ask me is, like, they come up with these big ambitious dreams and they just seem so overwhelmed with the process. Like, you know, they write these goals down or they think about them and they get excited. And then pretty much immediately afterwards, they think, who the hell am I kidding? How the hell am I going to achieve these things? They're way too big for me. And I can certainly understand that feeling. One thing that I want to recommend is that there's no sense in creating these big, huge goals if really in the forefront of mind you're thinking, there's no way. These are just things that I'm writing down on a piece of paper. They're nice, cool things to say. There's things that I know I should say, but there's no way I can achieve all those things. You're not doing yourself a favor. At the same time, you know, the polar opposite of that is something that I mentioned is just by trying to inch your way there. Well, when I accomplish this, then I'll think bigger. And then when I accomplish this, then I'll think bigger. You don't want to do that either because, you know, you're wasting a lot of time, energy, and effort. If you can somehow get yourself to believe in the bigger goals, you'll find that they aren't necessarily a lot more challenging to achieve. It's just a different way of thinking and different way of doing. Let's say, for example, your goal is to reach six figures, right? A lot of people have that goal. I want to make six figures, right? And maybe you're only making $25,000 a year now, right? And so you might say, well, I'm going to set the goal of making $40,000 by next year, right? And then you go on that path, you kind of figure out what may be stopping you and, you know, coming up with these strategies. And the strategies you come up with, even when you have a coach, you know, nobody is going to create this magical plan based on your life, your dreams, your limitations, your talents and abilities, and get you from point A to point B just in a straight line without any detours or any challenges. That would be nice if you can just come up with a plan. But because we're so unique in what we want and what's stopping us and our talents and our limitations and all the thoughts that go through our head, all our past experiences, that plan isn't going to necessarily be the perfect, most efficient plan. It's good to think that way, but you have to be flexible and resilient emotionally and mentally as you go through the process. So, and let's just say in a year you did make $40,000, right? And then you say, wow, that was awesome. I am powerful. I can make $40,000. I used to only make $25,000. I'm going to set this bar a little higher. And so this next year, I want to make $60,000. And you go on that journey. It takes, you know, a different way of thinking to go from $25,000 to $40,000. Now you go from $40,000 to $60,000. But you go on that path again. It's not going to be this direct path. You're going to have to make adjustments along the way. But you find a way. And then in just 2 years, you went from $25,000 to $60,000. And then you go, wow, look at me. This is awesome. Oh, now I'm going to really think big. I'm going to crank this up. In the next 2 years, I want to make $80,000. All right? And then you do the same thing all over again. And then you go on that path. And maybe it takes 2 years like you planned. Maybe it takes 3 years. That happens. And let's just say, you know, you finally did it. But it took 3 years. And not the 2 years that you planned, but you did it, right? A lot of goals happen that way. So now you're making $80,000, right? You went from $25,000 to $40,000 to $60,000, and now you're making $80,000, right? $25,000 year one went to $40,000, year number two you went to $60,000. Now 3 years later, after a total of 5 years, you did $80,000. That's awesome, isn't it? $25,000, $80,000 in just 5 years, right? Now you're thinking big. Now you have the references of success behind you. And so now you say, okay, now I'm going to hit those six figures this next year. I'm going to make $100,000, right? And you go on that path, right? And then let's just say, you know, you wanted to do it in a year, but you're thankful and you're appreciative it took you 2 years. Again, that's how goals happen sometimes. It was great that you set it for a year. You're thankful that you got it in 2 years. So now you made that six figures, right? And it took you 7 years, but you know, you're going to live that 7 years anyway. You're really appreciative. You're really thankful. You really have built this confidence in yourself to set those goals and to achieve them. And after 7 years, you make 100,000, six figures. What an ambitious goal. You can look around and say, look, I set this goal. I achieved it. I'm so much ahead of my peers. Look what I did, right? And you have every right to. That's an awesome accomplishment. My suggestion is this, that in year one, you get yourself to say, how can I make six figures? How can I make that 100,000? You know, I don't know how long it's going to take me. I'm going to set that goal for 2 years. And then what you do is you reverse engineer with that mindset. What can I do? And you'll be amazed how that thinking is just so different, right? It doesn't, you did all these awesome things to create those incremental wage increases to earn more money. And that's awesome. But each step of the way, it didn't become necessarily twice as hard or 33% more difficult, five times as harder as the numbers may suggest. It just took a different way of thinking and a different way of doing. You know, I want to encourage you to have the courage to ask for those six figures right away. Maybe give yourself 2 years, right? What you'll find is that instead of doing incremental steps, you'll be resourceful enough. You'll find mentors and strategies. You'll invest in yourself. Maybe you'll get one-on-one coaching from an expert. You know, maybe you'll stay up later at night for two solid years, which is so well worth the investment if that's what it is you really want and you want to hit that goal. What you may find, what I really believe you will find if you have that ability to think big and reverse engineer your life backwards, you know, not knowing how the hell you're going to make those six figures. You may set the goal for 2 years. It may take you 3 years. It may take you 4 years, right? But I'll just tell you this, that it didn't take the 7 years in the first way of thinking, right? That's how the mind works. You don't know how you're going to get from point A to where you are now to point B. But it's, you got to get yourself to believe in it. Now, sometimes if you set those goals, and again, they're so outrageous, it's just a waste of time. If they're not ambitious enough, you're going to go through that slower process, ineffective, inefficient process of going through it. You know, when I have coaching, I mean, from a coach that I have and I respect, you know, have this way of kind of evaluating if your goal is ambitious enough. And what he said is, if it feels like in your body, like on a scale from 1 to 10, you'll hear me use that as a way to qualify what people mean a lot of times. Give me a, how do you feel that? How important is that on a scale? How certain are you on a scale from 1 to 10, right? Just to get some context in their way of thinking. When you set that ambitious goal, if you can, you know, it's not a 10, like for sure I can do it. It's a 10. You know, if you are have never gone to that place you want to be, point B, and you're at point A, and you can say with certainty, and you're not just convincing yourself, you just really believe that I can do that, that's a 10. Well, that may not be an ambitious enough goal. You may want to set your sights higher if you really believe in your body when you say it, that you can do it as a 10, right? And I don't mean on an intellectual level, because we can do anything. We can do anything we set our minds to. Right, but you know, just knowing you and what you initially feel in your body, and also again, you don't want to set it so ambitious that, well, in your body, how do you feel that you can achieve that goal you just set? And it's like a 1, 2, or 3. Yeah, I know I said it, but chances are me doing it isn't that high, right? You don't want to do that either. A 7 out of 10 is what I find, and what was suggested to me is a good number. You know, it's not, you don't have this absolute certainty, and you also don't have, you know, total despair, total disempowered feeling that you can really do. It's just something that you said. It's something that scares you. It's something that challenges you, that you're going to have to have those creative juices and be mentally and emotionally and physically flexible, looking for mentors and strategies, and be resilient and flexible, be open to more different ideas, have objectivity and perspective, have those downtimes where you grind yourself, how can I do this, how can I do this, and those times where you're on fire, like I am well on my way. But the journey, it's like a 7 in your mind, right? Keeps you scared, keeps you on your toes, makes you really push yourself, right? It's not a 10, I can do this with half my brain tied behind my back, and it's not a 1, 2, or 3, like, I don't even know why I'm saying that, right? And you can apply that. I used dollar figures or financial terms, six figures in my analogy, but you can do that with everything in your life. And that helps a lot of times. You know, a lot of the people who follow me, they come from the fitness world, and there are a lot of people who want to enter a bodybuilding contest, right? And there's two distinct ways that I found people go for this. One, you have that courageous group that, you know, they may have only been training for a couple of years. They don't have the knowledge necessarily or the vast experience. They just have this dream, this vision to enter that bodybuilding contest. And they say, I'm going to be on that stage in 2 years. They're bold enough. They're courageous enough to make that dream. And then what happens, again, reverse engineering. I don't know anything about posing or what music to choose or how to tan or what I have to do to qualify or the best training routine or the best diet or how that all works, how I get to the last week to polish everything out. I have no idea how to do that, but I'll find a way. The journey starts now. I set the goal 1 year from now, right? That's reverse engineering a dream. And I have a lot of guys who, you know, come to me who I've seen in the past that start off with, they're really uncertain. And they say, well, you know, I don't know enough yet. I don't know about conscious preparation. I'm not big enough. I don't have enough muscle. I need to get my training down. I need to get my diet down because that's just so important. I don't want to, you know, lose muscle when I die to here. That's a challenge. They create all these obstacles before they even are faced with those obstacles. They create them in their mind, right? And so when they gain more knowledge, when they gain more experience, when they have more muscle, someday, then I'll make the decision to set the goal and then get on stage, right? And those people tend to never enter that show. It's something that they want to cross off their bucket list. It's something that kind of grinds them. When am I going to step up and do this? And people tell me all the time, I should do it. I want to do it. I just don't feel comfortable doing it. Well, that approach, that thinking, not re-engineering that goal is what the challenge is. And I'll tell you, when they finally break through and they finally enter that contest, it's because they threw all those other beliefs about how they should go about doing it. And they finally just say, hey, I'm going to enter this show a year from now. It's something that they could have done, I don't know, 5 years ago on the process. All right. So when I come back from this quick break, I'm going to talk to you about how you can start reverse engineering your own life, how to make it happen, and some steps that I have for you as you make your manformation and create the life that you really want. So we're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
We are back with this Morning Connection podcast where I'm talking about how to reverse engineer your life to create that quality of life that you really want. And so hopefully by this time, this podcast, I've really sold you on the concept of what it takes to get what you really want, starting off with that big dream and maybe not so big, but big enough to get you really motivated and get you really creative in your thinking and your approach. And now, how do we go about doing that? Well, I want to help you. I am giving away my manformation, the mindset and actions of a powerful alpha male leader. I'll tell you, this 11-hour audio seminar course with the workbooks, you'll be blown away by this course. And it's absolutely free. I'm making it absolutely free to you. All right. All you have to do is go to manformation.com/free. Manformation.com/free. Hey, take the leap of faith. Go there. Register to get the links, the audio, download it to your computer, download it to your phone. Take the leap of faith. If, you know, you maybe this is the first time you're listening to me in one of these podcasts through Stitcher, through iTunes, through skiplacour.com, through manformation.com, from skiplacourcoaching.com. However you have come about listening to me, maybe through social media, right? And you like what you've heard during these, you know, first 15, 20 minutes of this particular Morning Connection podcast, take the leap of faith. Go to manformation.com/free, download the program, jump into it, start listening to it while you're at the gym, while you're going for walks on your commute to work. You'll know what I'm talking about. There's so much that goes into this that can help you create that life that you really want. And I would have to talk to you for an hour to tell you all its benefits. But so how I want to do it, I'm creating what I call this manformation movement, where I want to get men who are just like you, driven, ambitious, looking for answers, looking for that quality of life that you want, the type of man who would listen to a podcast like this. And I really appreciate what you're doing for yourself, right? And, you know, I want to start a dialogue back and forth. I have a lot of things planned to really get this man formation movement going, right? And you'll understand, we talk about reverse engineering your life. I talk about where my life was like 8 years ago in audio session number 6 about goal setting alpha male leader style, right? And you'll be able to read and listen to, you know, my 8-page dream life and how I did that, what I'm telling you. I reverse engineered my life, although at that time I wasn't using that term, right? And I look back on that, and there's so many things that I was pulled towards that, man, it was going on in my subconscious mind. But because I took the time to really think that out, I look back on, there's some things that now it's time to really jump on those. And you'll see this leader to help people, men, improve the quality of their lives. That was something that now it's time. Now it's time, now that I'm married, happily married, loving wife, great person. I have, you know, the children that I talk about. I have the dog that I talk about. I started my supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition. A lot of those things happened over that time period. None of them had been achieved at that time, right? Now it's time to start working on some of those other things. And one of those things is this Manformation movement, helping you develop a greater quality of life. That's something that's really important to me. I want to use all my pain, all my experience to make it easier for you. I want you to experience a higher quality of life a lot earlier in life than I did. And that's the whole purpose of the Manformation movement. This is the time for me to jump all over that. So I want to start a dialogue with emails, right? I'm going to have a closed Facebook group. So when I spend my time, I have to be very efficient with my time. As I'm talking to you very, very early in the morning, I started my day at 3 o'clock, right? And I want to be very efficient with my time. And so I'm creating this closed Facebook group so I can just spend my time with the men who are most committed. So if that's you, you want to sign up, go through the Manformation program that I'm giving away for free, go through it. That's going to be the foundation of what we build upon. So you're going to have to be familiar with that. You're going to love it. Trust me on that. You're going to see its power immediately and in the long term. So if I'm going to spend this time, I want it to be a focus group. I don't care if there's 10 people in this closed Facebook group, the Manformation movement closed Facebook group. I don't care if there's 10 people. I just know that all my energy is going to be to the men who really want it. So that's one part of it. As I direct you to certain parts of the free audio program that I give you, I'm going to stimulate thought. I want the conversation to go back and forth. So I'm communicating with personal emails with the men who are really committed to this movement, who are really committed to making their Manformation, who are really committed to having the life that they really want. I mean, so I can be on the internet. If you look on my Facebook page, there are something like 480,000 people. You know, I could spray out my energy and hope it sticks with those people, or I can really concentrate my energy on a really focused group. Just say there's only 10 people in the Manformation movement closed Facebook group. I just know it's a direct hit and it's effective and efficient use of my time and energy. Going emails back and forth as we do this. That's a very effective and efficient way to use my energy to those men who are going back and forth. So I want to, by the end of this year, I want to affect and promote and enhance and help direct 100,000 men's lives by the end of this year, directly or indirectly. Again, I'm reverse engineering. I don't know exactly how I'm going to do that, but I'm setting that ambitious goal. In addition to that, I want to talk to on the phone 200 of these committed men. So if that sounds like you, find a way to make that happen. I have some suggestions, but it all starts with you going to manformation.com/free, downloading the audio seminar course. You're just going to love it. Start listening to the material. Start getting familiar with it. Go through the workbooks. And then as we go back and forth with these other options, and again, I'm reverse engineering this ambitious goal to help you create that life that you want. A lot of the details will come later as I figure them all out, all right? I'm not going to worry about how it's all going to happen right now. One thing that's very important to me is that I walk my talk. I'm just not some motivational speaker who just, you know, throws out all these great quotes from different people, and I'm not living that lifestyle. Everything that I say, everything I want to say, I mean, I love coaching. I love getting on these podcasts because it makes me step up. It forces me to step up and use all my talents, resources, and abilities to be congruent, to be consistent with what I say, right? So I'll never be shy on setting those type of goals with you and living up to them. So again, the first step is going to manformation.com/free. If you've already done it and you've already gone through the program, send me an email. Let's start this right now. Hey, Skip. And you can send that email to skip@manformation.com, skip@manformation.com. I've read it. This is powerful stuff. Some of you guys are already doing that. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate that you appreciate me giving you this program that I sold to hundreds and hundreds of men all over the world for this time period. And you appreciate the fact that you're getting it for free. And by the way, you know, I've got a little bit of feedback. Skip, man, this program is awesome. These guys, I don't know why they wouldn't download this, why they wouldn't be listening to this stuff, right? And, you know, they're not, they understand the value is the best $97 investment that they made. But, you know, now I'm giving away for free. I understand that. The guys who are kind of see the big picture life, they're not sweating. They're not stressing out about the $97 they invested. But if you are one of those, man, I, you know, send me an email. Hey, I invest in this program because, you know, I got a plan for you, a special plan for you. I appreciate you investing in yourself. I invest in you. I respect and appreciate the fact that you invested in me. You took that leap of faith. I'm going to make it even better for you. So if you are one of the hundreds of men who invested your money into the Manformation program and now you see it, me giving away for free, send me that email. I've got a special plan for you. All right. So again, the topic today, two topics about how to reverse engineer your life, how to make that happen, how to feel comfortable with the process, and get some support. So let's start this Manformation movement to make those dreams really happen, not just some goals you write down or just talk about. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.